Everybody comfy? Cool. Right. The Bodhisattva path, inherent in a school based on compassion, and bear in mind this isn't just the Mahayana, suggests certain types of thoughts and behaviours as being appropriate. Are we up for the challenge? Need we be part of the ordained Sangha to be up for this Bodhisattva challenge? In my opinion, we do not need to be. It is a valid option for some people, but we need not be. Let me give you another quote from the Dhammapada. This time, verse 142, and I'm going to go straight to Valerie's translation. Even though you wear fine clothes, if you live peacefully, calm, controlled, disciplined, living the holy life, laying aside the rod in dealing with all beings, you are a Brahmin, a wanderer, a monk. Don't make the mistake of thinking that this verse suggests quietude and separation from the world. This is a verse for those of us who find certain situations intolerable. It talks about laying aside the rod. Stop trying to control situations or people. Stop trying to be the one who gets your own way. Need we be part of a community? Be that a political group, a sangha, an artist's colony, or whatever else. That may not necessarily be so, but we do need to be prepared to share with each other what we do and how we are, to best learn how to develop and move on. The group telling me to do more trips and less sitting under railway arches is a case in point. Because to rehash a saying from the 70s and 80s, and I'm giving my age away here, okay? The personal is political. The personal is political. The personal impacts on others around us, on systems, on organisations and on society. I personally don't believe that David Cameron can make big society happen. In the West, we are very individually driven these days. Even Buddhism is seen by many as a means of personal growth and development, with a sense of my enlightenment. But a big Bodhisattva society might work, or at least be an improvement on the absence of collective responsibility that exists in our society in some quarters. We can see our small selfishnesses for what they are. This won't automatically stop us making mistakes, but it can develop the arising of bodhicitta, that which merges self with other. Not mere collectivism, but rather a developing unity in which I can fade away and positive right action can emerge. Know yourself. Wisdom, a state where self ceases to be so important, and compassion, where all else and other is important and granted equal status, when these arise, there may be less need for engagement, as engagement itself will become manifest. In the meantime, however, whilst we are still baby bodhisattvas and have not quite cracked this wisdom and compassion lark, engagement can be an experimental crucible where we try out new ways of being and knowing, and we forgive ourselves our mistakes. We can hold up a mirror or touchstone to our actions and ascertain whether what we intend to do matches what it is that drives our practice. When I told a friend of mine I was doing this talk, she gave me a story to share with you. She's called Mary, my friend, and she spent quite a long time at Greenham Common. Those of you who are young won't know what this is, but it was a peace camp, and it was occupied by rather a lot of women, and there were all these various entrances, and each of these camps had a colour, so there was the blue gate camp and the green gate camp, and it was all very kind of, you know, it was all a feature of its time, and it was fabulous. I went. Anyway, they were surrounding an American base, all these camps and gates and stuff, where they had cruise missiles. So they were campaigning against cruise missiles. And one of the things they used to do periodically was break into the base by cutting the fence. And apparently one day they had a visit from one of the Chithurst Thai forest monks to the camp. And somebody asked this monk, "Is it right to cut the fence?" His reply was, "Watch your intention. Watch your intention." This same friend says to me, "Don't try to be a good Buddhist, Fiona. Be a real one." Here's another verse from the Dhammapada, this time verse 313. "If it needs doing, do it. Undertake it steadfastly. For a slack ascetic just scatters more dust on himself." Get on with getting engaged in whatever way suits you as an individual. Find your own way to stand on your own two feet alongside everyone else. That way, we can lean on each other and not fall down. In Chan, in the Western Chan Fellowship, when we do silent illumination practice, we talk about bringing yourself into your body. And we have exercises. It's called total body awareness. What I would say to you is also bring yourself into your life, into your community, into your society. Develop a broader awareness facilitated by engagement that actually becomes self-generating engagement. You might say there's an awareness engagement feedback loop. You're aware because you're engaged, and you're engaged because you're aware. Rest assured, we will continue to make mistakes. The trick is to learn from them with help from our friends, including perhaps particularly our spiritual friends. And I'm going to give you a quote from Mother Teresa of Calcutta. And I know this isn't kind of like quite in the thing of the whole Buddhist whatever, but we have got a Baptist Buddhist with us. So she might like it, even if the rest of you don't. There's one for you. If you are humble, nothing will touch you, neither praise nor disgrace, because you know who you are. Reach high, for stars lie hidden in your soul. Dream deep, for every dream precedes the goal. The good you do may be forgotten tomorrow. Do good anyway. Engage with life. Engage with Buddhism. And apply your Buddha learning to your turmoil. Thank you.